Hey, what's going on, guys? It's your good buddy, Joe O'Brien, and I want to thank you for listening to the Glass Cannon Network. Because you are here, because you're listening, you know that we're committed to making high-quality entertainment. We want you to feel like you're here at the table laughing with us, crying with us, celebrating with us, because you are. Becoming an official member of The Niche by joining our subscription service is by far the best way that you can support all of the creators here at the GCN. And not only that, you'll also unlock hundreds and hundreds, if not thousands, of hours of exclusive podcasts, videos, campaigns, side quests, and behind-the-scenes hijinks that you just can't get on the public feed. And it's all ad-free. If you're ready for even more laughs, for more danger, and more GCN, head to jointhenaish.com and subscribe. That's jointhenaish.com.
You are listening to the Glass Cannon Network, the premier source for role-playing game entertainment.
Welcome into the Glass Cannon Network. It's all kinds of weird time zone shenanigans happening here, but you've found us on the information superhighway. So welcome back to Pendragon Under an Iron Sky. It's good to see everybody.
Hello.
It's been, it is, for everyone at home, it's been like a week, but for us, it's been significantly longer. So
six
this
weeks.
Is going to be exciting. Six whole weeks you've been counting
I think
down.
So.
It's good.
Oh, wow.
Notches by your bedstand.
Counting the days.
Yeah.
And me, Joe, I turned into Rob
Kirkich.
Right.
Yeah. So we got
a lot can happen
that's how
in
long
6 weeks.
Been.
It's really like it's like the scene in American Werewolf in London where I, Joe O'Brien, suddenly curled up and started feeling like a searing pain. And I started growing lengthwise several inches and hair sprouted from just mostly the top of my head. And it changed from red to whatever this is. It's weird. It's a whole new world.
Yeah. Every full moon. Mm-hmm.
2 to 3 inches. I could see a shelf that I couldn't see before.
This is great because Joe's character is also incredibly short. So these jokes are working on media levels.
Yeah.
They're
good.
Appropriate.
Yeah.
And that was the first of what I hope to be many references Rob will make to movies that are over 35 years old.
Yeah. So, those are the only good ones.
Yeah. Exactly. So there's so much for me to talk about, but particularly because Joe is not here. And I get to have this great moment of vindication because if anybody remembers, if people like love this Pendragon series, you will remember that a bunch of episodes ago, I walked in here with a significant amount of confidence and then embarrassed myself on behalf of the Glass Cannon Network while I told everyone to go and sign up to the Patreon. And Joe was like, nope. Nope, you know that face he does when he's like,
yeah.
Can't really get angry because I'm on camera, but I'm furious.
Yeah,
that's the face
I
he did.
Well.
And I was like, oh, shit. Oh, no, sorry. There's like a website. It's got a weird name. It's kind of impenetrable if you're not already in the space. I had some thoughts, but that's okay. But now, and maybe Skid can talk to this, there is once again a Patreon. A
there
Patreon.
Is.
Yeah.
There
yeah.
is.
How does
yes.
that work? If you want to be
know.
A part of that.
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
That's the best way, right? That's what
really,
we say.
Like, I have no insight or knowledge of the business side of our organization.
That's so great.
At all. I don't know anything that happens.
Are you like bombarded in the comments of like other things that you're doing? Like if you're streaming something, are you suddenly like, why am I being fucked? Because I'm sure people dealt with it in a very level-headed
way. Was because I was streaming like video games like the day it happened. And there are people just like, oh, Skid picked a horrible day. Everyone's going to be mad. And I was just like, I mean, they can be mad. I can't respond. I don't know anything.
Like I can't do
happening.
Anything about
like,
it.
I'm just the resident baseball expert.
Right.
You
it's
know.
Just like, if you want to ask, if you want to get mad about like the 86 Dodgers, like I can that. But I mean, otherwise, I'm useless. So, yeah.
Otherwise,
I'm happy to be back on Patreon. I know from what I know that everything like the functionality that they brought, like now that they, because that was the one reason we left was because Patreon, they didn't have multiple RSS feeds for different shows. Mm. So all of our bonus stuff was going on one feed. Now, the other service had multiple feeds. Now, Patreon offers multiple feeds and everything else that they brought to the table. So very happy to be back with them.
Yeah, we're all excited.
And this
CJ
is old news
is just
now.
Put in the, it's patreon.com/glasscannon. So that's
there
it.
You go.
Yeah, that's you've got everything you need. Now, because Joe's not here, and even if Joe was here, I could talk about this, like, because we're paying to be here. So I can work on my tight five here if I want to.
Yeah.
But I want to talk about some cool things. I want to talk about some stuff that has definitely already been out in your world, the world of the viewer, for some time, but in our world has not been out, such as like the Game Master Screen Pack for Pendragon came out. And I'm going to be using this today. It's a thick boy. This is the one like a few episodes ago when we were trying to randomly determine spouses. Mm-hmm. I said, oh, I'm using this cool table and system from an unreleased product. That's all in there. So if you want to like randomly generate a spouse, like Lady Diana or Maurice, which is who we generated for Nora's character. And then Nora's character sort of promptly was like, eh, not for me. That's a cool thing you can do.
Nah.
There's also a cool screen that I'll get out at some point and show everybody. Now, the other cool thing that Chaosium is doing is we are doing another Chaosium Con in New Zealand. And this is happening in November. You can go to chaosium.com and find all the information on Chaosium Con in New Zealand. We do one in the UK. We do one in Europe. We do one in Michigan. Scenic Ypsilanti, Michigan,
right.
Which is happening in April, which will have already happened by the time you see this, and I'm sure you'll have a great time. But there's one happening in New Zealand, which is not that far from where I live. I'm going to be there. It's going to be super fun, and you should all go, because if it's one thing I've learned about people who like the Glass Cannon, you love spending money to do things that are fun. What's especially fun, this will likely be public by the time we talk about it, but if not, we're breaking the news right now. Someone from this show is also going to be at that event.
What?
I know.
I know the answer to this.
Yeah. You do?
Well, yeah. Well,
and you can tell by my face that it's not me.
How do you know the answer to this, Rob?
I get, you know, I'm on the grapevine.
You're on the grapevine.
I'm on it. I'm on it.
Why do you know and I don't know?
It's because first they asked Rob, and Rob said, I cannot come.
Skid, your job is to learn about the Patreon. My job is to learn who Chaosium is flying across the world.
I didn't do that either. Someone should tell me stuff like this.
Oh, let me know.
Tell me right now. Who is it?
Before I share that, I need to say that the weekend after Chaosium Con in New Zealand, there is a separate event that we are running where we are all going to Hobbiton, and we are then going to be playing role-playing games in the Green Dragon Inn.
Oh, amazing.
That's crazy.
Wow. And Paula Deming will be there for both events.
I'm going to be there. I'm spending Thanksgiving in New Zealand this year, I'm very excited about it.
It's one of the biggest holidays they have there. It goes like Christmas, Thanksgiving. Yeah, it's kind of like in Japan where they all go to get KFC on Christmas. It's like that for Thanksgiving.
Well, Santa's with saxophones.
So if you want to see me, I guess go to New Zealand because I'll be there and it's going to be great.
Wow.
Please buy tickets and tell them it's because of me, because then they'll ask me to do more things. Thank you.
That's exactly the energy we were hoping for when we made that agreement with you. Just be like, hey, you should come. That's it. They'll give me more work. All right, we're going to do a winter phase today, and I hope everyone's excited. We're going to get back in the Pendragon mood, but we'll be right back after this. We're back, and I know usually after the break we stop doing the band, but I was just reminded of something incredibly important that obviously I will have already been vindicated by in the comments by the time this airs. Mm-hmm. But I wanted to ask Rob, guess Rob.
Yeah.
Because everyone would have noticed that Joe is not here. Rob is going to be... Werewolf Joe, who looks a lot like Rob Kirkovich.
I changed like in the movie The Howling.
A much more recent movie. That's good.
Is going to be a guest spot for the next few episodes, including this upcoming winter phase. I wanted to ask you a question, though, Rob.
Yeah.
Have you, any of your 40-ish, years on this planet?
Yeah, we'll say that. 40 is nice and nice round number.
Have you ever heard or seen or experienced anyone in your beautiful country put maple syrup on their eggs with breakfast?
I did.
Yeah, of course you did. Because it happens.
What? No.
Yeah.
What? No. This has never happened anywhere. Where did you see this?
Rob, don't encourage this behavior.
Don't.
This is.
I'm
where
pretty sure it was one
happen?
Of my children.
That doesn't count.
Might have been an
your children,
like,
your children are American, right?
You know how kids are. You know how kids like brain cells haven't fully formed, and they just want to try weird shit. You know. They also was like, it was during their Marmite phase as well, which, is that an Australian thing? I was trying to really dig in.
It's an English thing.
Vegemite.
Really
Vegemite.
Wrong.
Vegemite is where you're,
close. They're,
Vegemite's better.
That you can understand. They're close to each other in words.
Are you doing this for extra calories or something? What's happening?
I don't know why you freaks do it, but that's what happens. There's going to be all these people.
This is an American thing. We do not.
I thought you were teeing up that you do it in Australia. No.
He thinks it's crazy, and he thinks
it is
we do
crazy.
It.
Yeah.
That's why we lied to Brian, and now we're suffering for it.
I see.
No, we're paying.
Got it.
We're trying to figure out which practical joker gave him this impression.
This feels like a Troy LaValle lie.
Yeah.
Definitely wasn't.
It's certainly cruel enough to be Troy. I don't know. I don't know for sure, but.
All right. So Dame Safina, Dame Fiona, Sir Caradoc, and Mystery Knight. We all had a pretty exciting. Last time we recorded, it was a while ago. But there was a wedding. There was a lot of courtly intrigue. Someone remains to be seen, but their actions could be described as a fuck up. Could be. Unclear. Only literal time will tell.
Done something that could be described as a fuck up. I mean,
you're
going
to have to be more specific with this group. Sorry.
I think it might have been me.
But we're doing the winter phase, which is the time between adventures. And a thing that can happen in the winter phase is that if you are a player who missed the last session, say, you know, because you had surgery or because you ate too many eggs with maple syrup and need to take the day off. If you miss a session, you get to do a solo scenario, which is kind of, it's almost like a little expanded version of the passion trait roles that we do during the winter phase, where you get to have like a little side adventure, but it is more in depth, slightly, depending on what you roll on the various tables, because we love tables in Pendragon because they prompt imagination. Isn't that right, Skid?
Yeah.
Thank you.
I'll back you up on anything except for the egg thing.
Have you put ketchup or tomato sauce on eggs?
I think that's weird. That's a normal thing. People do that.
I still think that's weird.
Yeah,
it's gross. But
I think
like
that's
it,
weird too. I don't like eggs anyway. But that's weird.
You know, you don't like
people
eggs?
Do it. You're one of those.
Not an egg fan.
Yeah.
You're not an egg
like
man?
Any kind of egg?
No. I am not the egg man.
So if we get for breakfast, what are you eating?
Usually like prime rib.
Okay. Yeah.
Like mashed potatoes or like jacket
are
potatoes.
You an old man in Las Vegas? Why are you eating prime rib for breakfast?
Once a year at least.
Yeah. You know, chicken cordon bleu, beef Wellington, that kind of stuff.
Yeah. So Rob.
Yeah.
I gave you 1.5 tasks when we made your character the other day to complete before this recording session. The half task was fill out your starting equipment.
Yeah, I did that.
Said it was 0.5. Oh, you did do that. Okay, you've done the 0.5 of a task. The other task was to come up with a name for your character.
Yeah, did that too.
Did you
want to know that now?
I think you should tell everyone your name, but no other details just yet.
I have a name, but I don't. Full disclosure, I don't know how to pronounce this name. I just Googled it. I Googled names
it's
from this
name.
Era.
So you can say it however you want. I say it.
Yeah.
It's Elfwine Goblin's Bane. That one I knew. Try to figure out which is the more historically accurate of those
goblins
two.
Bane.
I think the Goblin's Bane might be questionable, but
what?
Apparently it's what the name that eventually became like Alvin. But I didn't want to be Alvin the Knight.
No, Elfwine is good. That's good.
It means, I think it means elf friend.
Actually, you know what, though?
Oh.
I have to quibble with this.
This is interesting because, Skid, I was told you knew nothing about this time period or Arthurian legend whatsoever. But
because,
keep going.
Yeah. I think Elfwine is actually a Saxon name. It is not a Bretonic name.
Oh.
Interesting. Maybe it is, Skid.
Maybe it is.
Okay, well, then maybe I hate you because my name is Sir Caradoc Saxon Hater.
Yeah. I've been made aware of a lot of this. Kirk's coming in with some character dynamics already baked in, baby. Let's go.
Okay.
Oh,
all right.
No.
All right. If that's your deliberate choice, that's fine. I just wanted to give you a heads up, you know, because Saxons are gross. And if you want to be one, that's fine.
Yeah.
Just want to let you know.
So we made Rob's character's character off screen.
Elfwine.
Everyone else's character we made in our in-screen. Session zero.
Yep.
In screen. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So,
is everybody being? If, everyone is still the same characters they were when this started, or is there?
Oh
been a
yeah,
shift?
No one's died yeah, okay. yet. Somehow.
Okay.
Somehow
Dame,
we came.
Dame
close.
Fiona nearly died. Sir Quegan nearly died, like in the first episode. No one has.
Somehow
yet.
Sir Quegan returned.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Somehow. So, Sir Elfwine, could you tell everybody just a little bit about yourself? Don't just read out your stats. That would be boring.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, Sir Elfwine started as someone who was 5'5", which based on the roles. And I can roleplay a lot of different things. I can't roleplay 5'5". So luckily some stat rolls and some number reallocations brought me up to 5'8". So he's a 5'8". Man. My appearance rolls, or is it appeal? It's appeal in this, right?
Appeal, mm-hmm. APP. Yeah.
My appeal rolls were also fairly shit. So I was forced to look at the different tables. Again, the tables are top-notch tables in these books.
Great tables.
I depict two negative physical attributes, and I chose prematurely gray hair. And eyes that are two different colors, which these days I feel like both of those traits would be fucking cool as hell. It's like,
that's awesome.
So he's like
you're
a
like
5'. Yeah.
You're like a combination of Steve Martin and Max Scherzer.
Yeah, I like to think of him as like a, if David Bowie went gray and I think was slightly shorter than he was. That's sort of what.
Much shorter.
Yeah, which is, that's what we're working with. So gray hair, shock of gray hair, two different colored eyes. He is, you want to know some backstory? You want to get into it?
Yeah.
You want to know what keeps him up at night?
Don't have to go too deep, but yeah, let's just explain. Well, first of all, let's just see if your mother and anyone else's parents might have been in attendance at any of the same events.
Okay, yes. So my mother was a hero. She was Hilda Goblinsbane. Also a Saxon name. Skid, fuck off. She was,
inherit? Did you inherit the name Goblinsbane, or have you actually earned it?
I inherited it.
Oh, okay, good to know.
Oh, I've decided.
Do you see any goblins around?
Yeah.
By your logic, this rock keeps tigers away.
Let me tell you some of these ways in which my mother was a fucking badass. She fought in the Battle of Mount Damon, not to be confused with Matt Damon.
So did my parents, I think.
Great. Okay.
The Battle of Matt Damon is still the end.
Yeah. She also, that was in the year 484, as you know. In the year 490, she fought in the Battle of Lindsay.
Oh, my parents fought in the Battle of Lindsay.
Uh-huh. And she helped to kill King Octa.
Wow.
Brian told me that, I thought.
Didn't do that bit.
Yeah, I thought that was just Brian's accent coming out, but it is pronounced King Octa.
Octa. I would have said Octer otherwise, so you would have understood me. Yeah.
Oh, there actually is an R at the end of that? Okay.
No.
Oh,
no, it's OCTA.
Saying the opposite.
Got it. Yeah. Great. Yeah. She helped kill him. Then in the year 495, she didn't suddenly age 100 years. In the year 495, she fought in the Battle of St. Albans. She's fighting all over the damn place.
Ah. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Which I also did.
And then this is the great shit. In the year 506, she fought in the Battle of Summerland. She was a hero there, but she was hated. So now she's hated by the Cornishmen, and I am also hated by the Cornishmen.
That I have that exact same event.
Great. All right. So.
Oh my gosh, we have so much in common.
Fuck the Corns, and then, this is the best part. My mother. This is where the name comes in. My mother killed Jurl the Goblin and was cursed.
Whoa.
He was cursed.
Maybe that's why my eyes are different colors. I don't know.
Ooh,
I just came up with that right now.
It probably is.
Yeah.
Or maybe every full moon you turn into a goblin.
Let's go.
Yeah, like in Dog Soldiers.
Yes, which might be 30 years old now, unfortunately.
I love that movie.
That movie's awesome.
Should have said Wolf, starring Jack Nicholson and James Spader.
Oh, Wolf, Michelle also Pfeiffer. A classic.
They just don't make them like that.
Wolf.
Yeah. Yep.
Wolf. Yeah, I said Wolf. So the thing that I wanted to do when Rob was making a character was the thing we couldn't do when everyone else made a character, was actually select a religion that was neither Christian nor pagan.
Whoa.
Because there are additional religion options in the Game Master Handbook, which you can get on chaosium.com using the code PENCANON3 for 15% off. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that one right there.
Bang.
Look at that.
Yeah.
Would you like to tell everybody your religion?
Yes. Rob? I'm Wodinic.
Oh.
Which means
it's a Germanic religion.
It is. That's right, Skid. Hence the Saxon background.
Saxon. Okay.
Yeah. A lot of different gods, most of which sound like Timu versions of the gods from Thor, because they were. You know, instead of Odin, it's Woden. Instead of Thor, it's Fear or something like that. But my character is especially fond of... where's his name? It's here somewhere. Hold on. It's so good. It's like Sieks. Sieks?
That's exactly it.
Sieks? Oh, here it is. Sieksneet. Sieksneet? Sieksneet. Which is otherwise known as Lord of the Sword.
Lord of the Sword.
Yeah.
Like Lord of the Dance, but...
Yeah, it's go time.
With the sword.
Yeah, that's cool. And just quickly, what personality traits are you famous for? So a personality trait that would be 15 or higher, what are you famous for, Sir Elfwine?
I'll let you know. I'm proud. I'm reckless. Uh-huh. I'm worldly. I'm indulgent.
Me too.
And I'm valorous.
Actually, you're valorous. Your valorous is actually exalted.
Wow, you have like an 18 in it.
I got a 19 in valorous.
What? Oh, how are you famous in so many things?
So that is just one of the bonuses from being Wodinic. They get a bonus to valorous, which Auramite's already got. So he got like plus 12 to his roll.
Yeah, huge. Cool. Also, I've got a shield with my family crest on it, and then a motto written on the back, and the front of the shield is covered in scratch marks from a beast/monster that my grandfather killed.
Oh, neat.
And when I use it, I get two more in Valorous during combat.
I don't think we need Sir Quegan to come back at all. I mean...
Yeah, we're good.
Sir Elfwine sounds pretty awesome.
That's been the case for some time. But now that Rob's here, it makes it even more
Joe
sense.
Joe can continue in the winter season of his shoulder. Just basically just crumbling.
Okay. So, anyway, now that we
Should
know who
we
he is.
Prep Rob about our characters at all, or just
nope,
let him
no,
come
I didn't
right
tell him
into
anything.
The middle?
He's going to figure
this,
it out. He's
during my dog walk this morning, I listened to about 20 minutes of episode 1.
Hey, that's good. Well, there you go.
I was way more prep than we usually.
Yeah, I got to Paula talking about her head wrappings, and then that's when I got back home. So I don't really know where it went from there, but I'm sure
episode
0, like session 0.
One, I got
like
to you guys all kind of hanging out in a hall,
that happens a lot.
Yeah, and then the squire showed up, and Paula got into some serious detail about these leather head wrappings around her hair.
Yeah. I have to cover it. It's red.
Oh, right. Yeah. So, yeah.
Okay. Let's start. Let's start with Dame Safina.
Oh, that's me.
Yeah. Look, it's been a while. Let's see what, since the Queen's wedding, so the wedding of Lady Gwynhilt, in which you met... the Queen of Gore, Morgan. What has been going on since then in Dame Safina's life? Could you please roll a d20?
Okay. 13.
13 is a valorous situation. Okay.
Oh.
So can you please, what is your Valorous?
It's not my 19. Valorous is an 18. So I'm coming for Rob's stats.
You're probably unlikely to fail this. Could you please roll against your Valorous? Let us know what you get.
I rolled a 1.
Oh, that's good. You passed. So I'm just looking here at the... So Rob, just so you know, and so everybody at home knows as well, these rolls give you little... depending on the success threshold that you get, there's 4 different types of result you can get from a roll, and each one has like a little, like one to two sentence line of something that happened to you. But obviously, what you can do and what we do here on the Glass Cannon in Under an Iron Sky is we extrapolate those to larger scale events. So Dame Safina, you remember a few years ago you started a rumor?
Yes. Vaguely.
I'm not prompting you like improv. This is something you did actually do. Do you recall what the rumor was that you started?
I want to say I fought. Now the number keeps increasing, but I fought a large quantity. I would say a forest full at this point of were they like fuchsia colored boars?
Yeah.
Were they boars?
Yeah, they were boars.
Okay, yes.
So you did take part in another boar hunt this past year. Where do you think that might have been, and how do you think Dame Safina got caught up and decided it? Well, is she the kind of person who's like, you know, it's good. It's gonna be, you know, 28 on Saturday. Let's go for a boar hunt. Or is she just somebody like who has to be roped into it? Like, what do you think? That was 28 Celsius, so I guess I don't know, like 135 or something in measurement. The point is the weather's good. You go for a boar hunt.
I think she'd be down for a boar hunt. I think she would have to at this point. She's lied so much about it that she can't back down. But don't know how well I did on this boar hunt compared to the increasing number that I keep telling people over mass quantities of wine over feasting in feasting halls. So I go, yes, she would definitely go on this boar hunt.
Okay. Anyone that you would, thinking NPC wise, is there anybody that you think you would invite on the boar hunt? Because you don't just, when knights go boar hunting, they don't just go like by themselves. They usually go with people and their squires. It's like a bit of an event. It's okay if you don't think so.
I think you should bring Lady Diana. You know, have a little girls trip out. Let her get some time away from Sir Cregan and the babies.
You know what? I love that idea. I was first going to say Brother Melian just to show him up because I hate him so much.
Yeah, that's good too.
And just because I feel like Brother Melian would be like a horrible boar hunter and I would get to at least show one person up at
there
this
could be an
thing.
Accident. That happened.
Oh my god, that got so dark.
Wow. Man.
So we're gonna get like a proper read on the morality of the situation.
You know what?
Too.
I do like this idea of having a girls' trip and maybe, like, yes, get her away from Sir Keegan for a little bit. And maybe also get to see, you know, get to do a little character development while Joe's not here, so he gets to find out more about his wife.
Yeah, oh, you guys got married.
Oh no! Not me. Sorry, no. This is his
Sir Quegan's wife,
NPC wife,
Lady Diana.
NPC wife, Lady Diana.
Lady Diana,
who he hates.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. So fun fact: the Glass Cannon's doing their nationwide Call Cthulhu tour at the moment.
It's
true. They've done some. They did a couple of them in Los Angeles at time of recording. One of which I wrote. In which there is a bunch of NPCs that had subtle references to cast members of the Glass Cannon.
Mm-hmm.
So the one subtle. That nobody picked up on. The one that was subtly Joe was actually a guy named Keegan, which was a reference to his character.
Oh.
So Keegan.
Nice.
Oh,
we
all get it.
We should have gotten it. We should have gotten it.
It was, well, it was almost as subtle as the one that was a piss take on Paula Deming, whose name was Paulina.
Yes.
It wasn't quite as clever.
I clocked that right at the end when I was looking at it. I was like, huh.
Good.
I feel like this might be me.
There was actually a Rob Kirkovich one too, but Rob wasn't there that night.
I'll have to watch whenever they are online.
Yeah. You can do it right now. You can go to Dynasty Typewriter and pay to watch the stream, Rob. So
I'm
you
good.
Can do that on monitor too if you want.
That'll be fun.
Okay, so Dame Safina, you're in the forest with your squire and with Lady Diana, who is not dressed for boar hunting, but she is very excited to have been invited by you. And there are a few other household mercenaries because she's quite wealthy. So she's it's late in the afternoon, and the rays of the sun. It's just one of those days where the clouds have actually parted. It's a late summer, and the rays of the sun actually do pierce through the canopy of the forest, and it's beautiful. It's lush. It's green. It's damp. And it's quiet, which is very important. And this is a boar hunt, so you've taken your spear. You've left your horse behind because horses can't be
Bojack
trusted.
Oh, Bojack 2.
Yeah, the second Bojack
2.
Bojack 1 died, sadly.
That figured, yeah. I figured you didn't go straight to Bojack 2.
Yeah, both and, alcoholics. That's...
Lady Diana is stamping through the undergrowth alongside you.
Thank you for inviting me. I can't remember the last time I was invited anywhere.
Yes, I was going to ask when was the last time you got out of the house? Because you have a lot of children now. How many children do you have?
Oh, I believe.
I think it's two.
I believe it's two.
Really putting her on the spot here.
How many do I have?
How is she expected to know something like that? Yeah. Come on.
I believe it's two.
They can't count back then.
Yeah. I was surprised to learn that you wanted me to come along to this because we after all did not get an invite to your blessing of the land a couple of years ago, which I was very, very hurt by, I might say.
I absolutely sent you an invite to that. Did Sir Keegan not give you the invite?
My lord husband certainly did not mention it. He went away for quite some time. I'm not sure if you're aware of this.
He
left us for almost the entire winter. He came back missing an eye. And and for some reason, he insists on sprinkling a thin line of salt all around our bedchamber every night.
That's strange about the eye. You know, he's so short, I never really, really look at his face all that much.
Well, he's not that short. I think he is dashingly handsome. Of course, my lord husband would be handsome.
Wink, wink. Yes, of course. Of course you would think such things, and of course you would never say anything terrible about your own husband. But just between us girls...
Oh, okay. A secret.
I did send that invite. I don't know why he didn't invite you.
Oh, well, I would say that while my feelings were hurt thinking that you did not invite me, I must say that this is much worse news.
Oh, right. She's like figuring out like, oh.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
I'm sure I got lost between carrier pigeons or whatever I used to send you that invite.
Well, you should know that I know that a lot of people find my lord husband to be quite abrasive.
You just have to get to know him a little. It's fine.
Well, he did kill a giant some years ago.
He did kill a giant. And that will wear on your spirits, I'm sure.
Yes.
I'm sure it has nothing to do with you at all.
Lots of people have said that, you know, he was away most of last year doing I'm not sure what, and he's away again this year. As you can see, he is not around, and you've invited me out. I know not out of sympathy, as all the chambermaids tell me that it must be, but because you sincerely do wish to be my friend.
Of course. You know, I like, listen, I'm around a lot of men all the time, and I really just would like to not when I can. So, you know, a nice girls trip. You know, have you met, have you got to spend time with Dame Fiona? She's lovely as well. So, you know.
No, I don't like that one.
What?
Well, she's a red-headed, what? Left-handed pagan. We have Listen. Nothing in common.
I too, being a good Christian woman, had my ideas about left-handed pagan women with red hair. But I will tell you, pleasantly surprised. And I, she was a very, very good squire of mine. And I was happy to see her advance in her knighthood. And you should judge a book by its cover, you know?
No, you're
much
right.
Much like I'm sure Sir Cregan has his good points.
Yes, I think your ability to see the best in people is one of the things I admire most about you, Dame Safina.
Oh,
along
you.
With your beautiful scent and your lovely long arms.
Yes,
I must ask, what are some of the things you admire about me?
About you. You know, you're very, the things I like about you, you're very punctual. I like punctuality.
Oh, yes, I was here on time today.
Yeah,
yes.
You were very on time. You know,
despite if somebody's my multiple late, children.
You never. Despite your multiple, despite your many children. Sometimes, you know, sometimes somebody could be late and you don't know if they have the plague or lost an arm or had another child. I don't know. So it's very nice and reassuring that you have punctuality as well. And many other nice traits. You smell like fresh baked bread for some reason all the time, which is not an objectionable smell. I'm not saying that to compare to me because I'm known as Serafina the Fragrant.
Yes, yes, the peasants all think I have bread rolls in my bag, but I don't. I wish they'd stop grabbing at me.
You know, one of life's many pleasant mysteries.
Well,
you have very dainty feet.
Yes, that's why I'm finding it so hard to walk through this forest. But I will say that despite my dainty feet and my rich smell of freshly baked bread, I do think that you're a woman of quite influence, and I would love for you to make sure that people know that my lord husband does take care of me despite his long and miscommunicative absences.
Yes.
For instance, you know, he did arrange for another knight of Lord Robert's court to escort me in this time. As you know, he's here as well. Lord, Sir Elfwine, have you met Dame Safina before? Please, she gestures to Sir Elfwine, who's been just sort of just out of earshot.
Am I just trotting along on my horse?
No, you're on your foot. You'd explain there's no horses. You weren't paying attention, were you? You're watching the howling on your second monitor.
I just wanted to make sure I remember the ending. Yeah. And it was exactly what I remembered. It's awesome. This all happens in the newsroom. It's cool. yes, sorry. I moved like a cat. My name is Sir Elfwine. And you are...
Yes, that's what I've just said.
Yes.
This is Dame Safina.
Yes, but you're a woman. And sometimes people don't listen to them in this time period. I'm sure it'll wrap up soon enough, though.
Right, and I apologize. I did not know you were standing there this entire time.
Again, move like a cat. Like a jungle cat.
He was far away. You know, two steps to the left, three behind, you know, yes. as is reasonable for a bodyguard.
Yes, I don't want Sir Queefkin to get mad at me.
And how do you two know each other?
Me and the lady here?
Yes. Yes.
Yes, her husband, who I've known for years, Sir Queefkin, asked me to...
Sir what? What?
Queefkin?
Are you wrong about that?
Queegan.
Queegan.
Sir Queegan.
Yes.
I figured.
That's it.
Yes. It's a little rough.
Whole scene.
And please make Joe come back so I can call him Queefkin. Just...
Oh
He's in surgery right now. Let's call him up.
Yes.
You are Dame Safina, your legend.
I am Dame Safina the Fragrant of Salisbury.
Yes, your legend is renowned across the globe. Oh, wait, we don't know the Earth is round yet. Across this flat space we know as reality, your arms, I hear, are exceptionally limited.
That is why I rarely like to, I tend to rip the sleeves off my armor when I get a chance.
Oh, that's hot. That's cool.
Let them breathe the fresh air of God's flatlands.
Yes, God's, as far as we can see. And then it drops, just ends.
Yes.
Yes. So that's, I'm here looking after Lady Diana here.
How noble of you.
Yes, I am.
That is me. Yes, thank you for keeping us. Now, shall we hunt those fuchsia boars? Shall we hunt them?
Yes, I'm not sure fuchsia boars are. It's quite fuchsia boar hunting season. It might just be regular boar hunting season, as far as I was made aware by the town crier.
Can I please ask Dame Safina to make a glory roll? So this is your glory divided by 1,000, I think. So what is your glory?
It's 2,509.
All right, so roll. Glory. See if you can roll two or less.
I feel like you should have more than that.
Roll a 2,000-sided die.
Wait, I'm rolling a d20?
A d20, and you want, so it's divided by 1,000, so you want a two or less.
Oh, Jesus. No, I rolled a 10.
Okay. So, Sir Alfwine, you've not heard of any of these events, or Dame Safina before.
Nor have I heard of a fuchsia-shaded boar.
That's because they are what we call an endangered species, because I've killed so many of them.
Is that Brian?
A very rare sight to see now these days, you know?
Brian, what do we call you? Are you a GM in this? Or are you like a fucking, what do you call it? Like a lord, like a baron? What is the name of the gamer of this game?
I'm the game baron.
The game baron. The GB.
That's what everyone who does like no shade, but you know, if you do like the professional game master thing where you can sign up and have people like strangers pay you, they should be called like game barons. Not game masters.
Oh yeah.
No, it is just game master. No. What was the question you were going to ask me?
Can I make a roll to see if I know, like, to just determine if she's full of shit?
No.
Okay. Great game.
That's it.
This is a great game. You should be very proud.
there is no.
Well, wouldn't it be an honest be against intrigued. A deceitful?
Yeah. Oh well, yeah. That's that. Sorry. Thanks. Thanks. Nora, it's been a few weeks. Yeah. So you actually roll to see how your character might feel. What is your honesty versus your deceitful? Those numbers, what are they?
Oh, it's right down the middle, 10 and 10.
Okay, so what you can do is you can just choose what your character would you like to believe or disbelieve it, or you can choose to roll the dice and let fate decide which way you go.
Let's let fate decide, GM. That sounds cool.
Yeah.
Okay, GM. So which one would you like to roll against first?
What about trusting versus suspicious?
That's the other one. Pardon me.
No, that's also 10 and 10, early, so we're in the safe. I feel like he's more suspicious.
Okay, so roll against your suspicious. So roll to see if you get 10 or less suspicious.
I got a 1.
Okay, so tick your suspicious box.
Yes.
And yes, you doubt what Dame Safina is telling you.
Fuchsia boar, eh?
Mm. That's right. Perhaps you've heard of it?
No, I haven't.
And me and my conquests?
Only your arms, really. Not pink boars.
Well, if you are quiet enough, perhaps we will come across one today.
And perhaps...
We'll test the lightness of your feet, sir.
Uh-huh.
My feet are very dainty and light.
Of course, yours are, Lady Diana. I was talking about this one right here.
Well, because for you, m'lady, they wrap them up when you're a baby, no? Don't they really just... Don't they just bind them up? So you have little... So it's like you're like a little starfish in a dress.
It's Arthurian England, not Ming Dynasty
Imperial China.
I don't know.
So,
my character's worldly.
You're all over the place.
I got a 15 in worldly.
Now that's worldly versus spiritual.
It's not
how
I'll read the book before the next one.
Because you succeeded your valorous check, Dame your Safina, the result was you took part in a boar hunt. You, Dame Safina, you gained 10 glory.
Oh, nice.
10.
And you put a check mark in your hunting skill.
Oh, awesome.
All right, Sir Caradoc. Last year, around about this time, you went out and splurged on a wonderful cloak, which was pretty good. Let's see what you did this past year. Roll a
d20. D20. You know, it's funny. Strange coincidence. I have one handy.
Oh, it's good. It's like you prepared.
17.
17. Okay. That will be hospitality. Hospitality. What is your hospitality?
My hospitality.
Which is a passion.
Oh, yes. It is a 7.
Oh, that's not very high.
No.
Okay, so could you
please... I don't like having house guests.
Could you please roll against your hospitality? Let's see what you get.
Okay. 10 over 7.
That's a failure. Okay. Okay. if Sir Caradoc, if he was accused of a breach of hospitality, what do you think he most likely... What do you think his most likely breach of hospitality would be? Like, did he put his bare feet on the dinner table? Like, did he have people over for hours before he even offered them a cup of water? I don't know. What do you think? What did Professor Dorsey have to say about hospitality in this time?
You know, it's funny. I actually emailed her a few days ago because I had a specific question, but I haven't heard back from her. I don't know if she's ever.
Well, follow up the email with this question, but yeah,
but I will. Yeah. I will. But I suspect that he had a guest over at the house, which he's not overly fond of. And one of the guests asked if they could wear the cloak.
Oh.
And he refused.
Okay.
Outright.
Now, lots of people have heard of this now. It's spread like wildfire through the realm. That Sir Caradoc, what a dog. He didn't offer anybody his cloak. This, of course, you know, had like a telephone situation. Was he not offering his cloak? He wasn't offering any warm clothes for people standing. People were staying over the beds and there was no bed clothing on the bed. Like, there was no warmth. You know, he was sucking his toes at one point, which is weird. People didn't like that. So, Lord Robert has ordered you to organize a feast.
Oh, no!
To make up for this.
Oh, no.
So, first of all, it's going to cost you £1.
Oh, whoa. No.
Yeah, I know.
That's a lot.
That is a lot. But what's cool about this is we've just prompted an impromptu feast from the Game Master Handbook.
Oh, okay.
Yay! So
who was invited to this feast, do we think?
I invited all of my friends. So yeah. I invited Sir Quegan. I invited Lady Diana. And I invited... Lady Safina, the fragrant, and Fiona, the pagan, left-handed redhead, and that's it.
Do we get a plus one?
Yeah.
Oh, well, let's see. He's looking into his wallet.
If there's someone I wanted to invite, you know, just to see what might happen, you know, could I?
Okay, so he's worried, again, about word getting back to Lord Robert about his inhospitable reputation. He says, of course, the more the merrier.
Great. Everybody well, I think comes. I might see if Llewellyn will come with me.
Who's that?
The guy with the hot accent.
Remember? Oh, the hot accent. Oh, yes.
Sir Quegan killed his brother.
Yes, right.
And I'm trying to get into his pants now. Thank you.
Yes, let him
serenade our ears with the loveliness of his accent. All so, the neat evening, thank you, yes.
Sorry, I was looking at the feast rules when you were going over who you were inviting. Who were you inviting again, just so I know? Was it, I assume?
Basically, everyone except Rob's character, because I don't know who he is.
That's fine. Okay, did you invite, and you invited Sir Quegan?
How dare
yeah.
you?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
It's not my fault, I don't know who you are.
Okay, well, obviously, as we've established, Sir Quegan's not here. But, you know, he's assigned this this dude to look after his wife.
Horrifyingly gray-haired man.
In like a Vince Vega sort of situation. Vince Vega, Mia Wallace situation. to look after his wife. So, everyone does arrive. Everyone's squire. It's a feast, so there's probably more than four people there. You know, and that's the thing. You invited some people, but who are you, the breacher of hospitality? Who the hell are you to be like, sorry, you can't come when they show up at your door? That would be very inhospitable. So there's all kinds of people. Lord Edwalin shows up. Remember that guy?
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
Yes. Yeah, from the forest. Lord Edwalin, he's there.
Oh, yeah.
He's already drunk. Brother Melian shows up.
That great.
Guy. I know.
Cool. I don't like I that guy, but...
Lord Robert's mother shows up. And, I know.
Roberta?
Lady Diana shows up with Sir Elfwine. Can everybody please make that glory roll? So that's your glory divided by 1,000. And sorry, it should have been rounded up too. So Dame Sophia, you would have been looking for a 3, not a 2 before.
Rounded up, heck yeah. Just still missed it.
I know.
I failed mine.
Failed.
Fail.
Yep.
Oh, I got a 2.
Oh.
Whoa!
What do I get?
You get to be seated above the salt.
Oh! Oh! Yeah. I get first dibs on salt at the table. Yeah. Heck yes! My time has arrived.
Did anyone roll a 20?
No.
Okay. If you did, you have to sit on the floor with the dogs, which would be very funny. Everybody else is seated below the salt, so further away from the salt. But can everyone just get... Can I get a glory check on everybody? So, Dame Safina, I think you said you were 2,500, something like that, your glory?
Yeah, 2,519 now.
Yeah. So, Caradoc, what's your glory?
Is 1,900... Do I have to sit below the salt since it's my house?
Yeah, man.
You're skating on thin ice.
Everyone's like, it's like, no, he's not going to sit himself above the salt after he didn't give everybody their bed clothes.
There's one person like sitting on salt doesn't even live here.
Okay.
This is why Lord Robert told you to do this. You don't understand how it works.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you said 1,900 glory, is that correct?
1,900, yes.
Okay. And Dame Fiona?
I have 33,502 glory.
Yeah. Wow. You please make, because you've just seen Dame Safina, who has less glory than you, has got a better seat than you.
That's right.
Oh.
So can you please make a modest roll?
I'm not very modest. No, what? I fumbled it.
You fumbled it. Okay.
I rolled a 20.
Put a pin in that. We'll come back to that in a second.
I'm so sorry, Dave.
Sir Elfwine, did you make your glory roll? Did you fail it?
I failed it, yeah.
Okay, cool. And your glory is 33,000. Okay, cool. Can you also make a modest roll because you've seen Dame Safina, the woman from the fuchsia ball situation, who's a liar, in your opinion?
Yeah,
she's got a better seat than you. She's just cheerfully just in the salt, just salting up everything.
Yeah, so roll against my modest.
And you have to be like, hey, salt, can we salt down here? I think I'm just worried. You're worried that they're going to be out of salt by the time it gets down here.
No, I failed it.
Oh, you also failed it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't fumble it, if that means anything.
So we're seating at this feast. We're having a good time. And
for peas and carrots, and rubble.
Sir Caradoc, you're seated next to Sir Elfwine, who you fucking didn't invite.
No.
And Sir Elfwine,
dragons and wizards and princesses.
Yeah. Sir Elfwine, you were supposed to be looking after Lady Diana, and now you're fucking here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Am I next to Lady to Diana?
She's on the other side of you.
Right.
And to your other side is Sir Caradoc, this man with a Roman nose and a really like a pretty good looking cloak.
I respect a good Roman nose. Okay, cool. Yeah. Oh, but a cloak that he doesn't lend to other people though, right?
Yeah, that's what you heard.
Yeah. Nice cloak.
I'm sorry.
I said you have a nice cloak.
Yes, thank you. It is a rather nice cloak. I'm sorry, I don't think we've been properly introduced. I am Sir Caradoc, the Saxon hater.
Mmm. Just everything drops for a second.
Just out with it.
Wonderful. What a wonderful descriptive name you have. And I am Sir Elfwine. Goblinsbane.
Can you, when you hear the name Elfwine, can you please make a hatred roll for your Saxon hatred?
Okay.
This kid's not Cornish, right? I hate those fucking
I'm not Cornish. Okay. I got a 3 under 16.
Aha!
Okay.
I'm so charismatic.
So Elfwine, just so you know, the thing you really want to talk about is how you didn't get a good seat at the table.
Ah. You don't know who I can speak to about this shitty sitting situation that I seem to be. Now, I granted I am sitting across from Milady Diana, who, of course, I must keep both of my different colored eyes on.
Yes, I don't mind. The salt will get here when it gets here. I never liked
I mean, I'm looking
salt
at this one
anyway.
Guy salting the hell out of these chips. What? Let's keep it moving.
We don't get much salt at home because my lord husband uses it to four circles around the bed chamber.
Why is he putting circles around the bed?
I don't know.
Not Sorry. One of those knights who likes to kink shame, but I don't understand the salt on the floor situation.
I'm sorry, were you asking for a better seat?
We're all sitting on a bench, I get it, but just closer to the salt so I could actually start eating instead of watching my mutton become room temperature.
Yes, well, if I had any inkling as to how to accomplish this, I certainly, in my own house, would have arranged it for myself. And secondly, drops his voice, it's like, Elfwine, that's a bit of a Germanic name.
Indeed it is. Mm. It was given to me by my mother. You may have heard of her. The hero of many battles, known... Battle of Lindsay, perhaps? Maybe you've heard of the Battle of St.
And,
Albans?
And upon which side did she fight in that battle?
For Britain.
Really?
Yes. And she's... maybe you've heard of Jurl the Goblin?
Yes.
Well, you know why he's dead?
The old age?
No. My mother. Old age was the name of her battle axe, which she clove his skull in twain with.
Ah, yes, famed old age. Yes. Named for its inevitability.
Yes, exactly.
Yes.
Well...
You know, I don't want to cause a scene, but I have a sneaking suspicion that you, like your mud-gobbling parents, are a Saxon.
Okay. Brian, Game Baron.
Yeah?
I've got a 15 and proud here.
You do.
Which I feel like is being challenged.
So make a roll against your proud. Let's just see what happens.
Okay.
15 or lower will succeed.
13 under
18? 15. 13. So check your proud box, and you respond to this with pride.
I'm sorry, I don't know if my tiny ear holes are working or not, but I believe that a man who won't even lend his own cloak to a stranger just stepped up to my mother. You've just made a your mama joke.
I'm sorry.
In the parlance of our times.
I did not mean to cause offense in this manner. I meant to insult you.
Ah, well, and then it's like, here's the salt, and reaches over and then throws the salt in your face.
Whoa. That's quite reckless.
For he who has the spicy takes and like throw salt at you.
Can you roll? Well, I'll ask you, Sakaradoc. Just because I'm sure in the back of your mind, the reason you're running this feast is because you've been talked about your hospitality.
Yeah.
So you might, you know, do you want to do modest, proud, forgiving, vengeful?
I will do merciful.
Yeah?
I'll do a merciful.
Okay. What is your merciful?
16.
Oh.
Okay.
I rolled a 9 under 16.
Okay, so check your merciful.
All right, so he's like brushing salt off himself, trying to strategically do it onto his food.
It's one of these.
As you may know, I am subject to a bit of scrutiny at this time, unwanted though it may be, and so I will decline to respond to this insult with violence.
Okay, that's
I wish to call a truce here in this house as a show of my hospitality.
Oh, what a trait that is. Yes, I accept your apology.
Good.
And may I have some of that salt? I wasn't thinking when I threw it at you.
It's all gone. You spilled the last of it.
Okay.
I just want you to know that I despise you. I hate you. And everything you represent.
Ah, yes.
I love you.
Yes, and as long as you...
The deepest part of my being.
As long as you express that in a polite manner, we will have no problems.
Oh, good. All right. Eat up.
So, and it's at this point where the salt... The empty, now empty salt dish. Not like a wolf, or a wolf man, almost. The empty salt dish does arrive to Dame Fiona and Llewellyn. A date, and it is an empty dish. And Dame Fiona, you're quite indulgent, right, from memory?
Oh yes.
Yeah.
Yes,
so you've had a few drinks because you've been.
You know what?
What?
Actually, I am 50-50. I'm tin temperate, tin indulgent. It is other things that I have more.
Well,
of. No,
I'll let you decide if you want to have been drinking or not. But you've been fucking furious that Dame Safina got a better seat than you. You are Dame Fiona, Spear Maiden, Killer of the Giant.
That's right.
Like, yeah, and you, like, maybe people around you are noticing this, but you certainly haven't, but Llewellyn's kind of already overhearing about this, because you've been talking about it basically since you got here.
Well, the thing is, what he doesn't understand, one, I have not been drinking, because last time I spoke to him, I was drunk, and he said, maybe talk to me when you're sober, so I'm trying to talk to him when I'm sober, so I haven't been drinking. But I wanted to impress him. And here I am, sat at the far end of the table, and Dame Safina, we're the same. Why does she get to be all the way up there, you know? And all I want inside my head is for this man with a cute accent to like me. And it keeps not working. What? What's that? I heard my name, but I couldn't hear what you were saying because I'm sat so high above the salt. Dame Safina, how did you end up so far down the table? Pray tell, so the rest of us might be able to do the same.
I'm sorry, I what do you want? Look
Dame
at my
Safina,
arms.
Dame Safina, please tell us once again about those balls. I just loved hearing about the balls.
Yes, as I was getting back to my story about the boars. Yeah. And she like eyeballs, like she eyeballs both Sir Elfwine and Dame Fiona, who she doesn't understand why she's so salty at her all of a sudden.
She's not salty at all. What's the problem?
Lean in toward Llewellyn and say, did you know, fun fact,
That
is not a true story, Llewellyn. There were no boars. Did you know there were no boars?
All right, well, I just... I don't know if you should be. How do I talk?
I think it's cute.
I don't know Irish.
Really?
I think it's
I don't
an
know
Irish
you should
accent.
Be talking about it then. All right. I just, you've been talking about it all night, and we're just trying to have a good time, and it's Sir Caradoc here. You keep going on, he's going to throw you outside in the barn. I heard that's what he does to people.
No, don't worry.
You sleep in the barn when you come over to his place.
He won't do that this time. We can do whatever we want because he
Well, next
to
be sucking on his toes, I want to be done with my meal before he starts that, yeah.
Well, that's true, but he has to prove himself to Lord Robert now, so he can't punish us for anything. So we can do whatever we want.
And you what know, do you just... do? What grand, very attention-grabbing issue do you raise with the entire table centered around the fact that you are not being seated where you should be? What do you do?
I'm so curious at the dice to this. Who are keeping me from getting any action. Every time the first one I actually wanted died in battle. And now I can't even get this one to like me. I have to keep doing dumb stuff. Okay, what do I do? I think I well, I don't know. Gosh. I say, wait, just Llewellyn, follow my lead. And he probably doesn't. I get up and I go up to the end of the table where I wish I was sitting, and I
where
try
Lord Robert's
to just...
mother is talking to Dame Safina. Yeah.
Oh, no.
I say, I think there was a mistake.
And everybody at the table, everybody stops and turns to look at this. They all want to hear what's... Everyone's like, it's like a record scratch. Everyone's looking up. Everyone at the top of the table has finished their meals, by the way, because they got all their salt first, so...
And I just have my plate still full of food that I've carried with me. I think I'm supposed to be sat here, and I'll try and, like, worm my way in with my plate of food.
Lord Robert's mother, like, falls over.
Fiona! That was uncalled for.
I think it's only fair... This is because I'm pagan, isn't it? This is unfair treatment.
Listen, we can't all be sat above the salt. And if you have a problem, you should really take it up with Sir Caradoc. I did not make the seating arrangement. I'm just sat here because I killed so many boars in my lifetime. Maybe you should take up a spear and kill some boars, Fiona.
I took a spear and
actually,
I
yes,
killed
I do.
A giant.
I, this
how about
news
that?
To me.
Do you want
to
hear about how I killed the giant Eggslick?
Well, perhaps you should tell her better.
I took my spear and I threw it, and it went into his mouth and out the back of his head, and then I start describing in detail the gore.
Oh, milady, let me get that for you.
Lady Diana throws up because cupping she's so it. Disturbed by the story.
So that's what he has to do as her guardian.
Oh, gross.
And as you're going on and on about this, you tell the whole story, Dame Fiona, and you look, you then glance down at your feet, and Lord Robert's mother is still down there on the floor. She has not been helped up yet.
It's
at this moment that it dawns on you that nothing about this is appropriate. And everybody's looking at you.
I drop down to my knees in front of her. I grab her. I help. Please, lady, let me help you up. I'm so sorry. I lost sense of myself. Sometimes my mouth goes before my brain. Do you know?
Where is Sir Caradoc? Where is he? Should help me. The brave, strong-armed, calloused hands, Sir Caradoc.
Sir Caradoc? Sir Caradoc? Yeah.
I was going to say, like, the moment she fell, I would have rushed over to her aid.
I'm sure you would have, exactly. Yes. Yeah. But, you know, you stand up and then everybody's still looking at Dame Fiona. It is safe to say, Sir Caradoc, that while your feast has been ruined, no one can question your hospitality. And this feast costs you £1.
Oh,
and for Dame Fiona, it costs her... 1 point of honor. Her honor is now reduced.
No.
This has happened to you before, hasn't it? Hasn't your honor been reduced before?
Probably. I roll bad in these situations. That's why I can't get a man.
What is your honor right now?
15, so now it's going to be 14.
15.
Get a man.
Fuck me.
And we will be back with more Pendragon Winter Phase right after these important messages.
Ready to launch your business? Get started with the commerce platform made for entrepreneurs. Shopify is specially designed to help you start, run, and grow your business with easy, customizable themes that let you build your brand, marketing tools that get your products out there, integrated shipping solutions that actually save you time. From startups to scale-ups, online, in person, and on the go, Shopify is made for entrepreneurs like you.
Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com/setup.
Welcome to the realms of peril and glory. Explore the mechanically magical vistas of Vale, the paranormal mysteries of liminal London, and the cyberpunk chaos of Cyborg. Be awed by our incredible guests from familiar shows like Oxventure and No Rolls Barred. Search Realms of Peril and Glory to find out more.
I'm Mandy.
And I'm Melissa, and this is Moms and Mysteries.
We're two Florida moms obsessed with true crime. From infamous cases like Ellen Greenberg to shocking Florida stories like the Dan Markell killing.
With 55 million downloads, we bring you new deep dives every Tuesday and Thursday.
Listen to Moms and Mysteries on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Pendragon Under an Iron Sky. And if you're looking at me thinking, did Brian change his headphones between takes? You'd be correct, because no, this is like the 17th time we've done this. But I do have Skull Candy headphones that I bought in Los Angeles International Airport in 2023. And that's something you all know about me now. So we're back playing Pendragon. We've got Elf Wine here. We've tried to sort of, you know, gently coax him into the backstory so it doesn't just feel like somebody has been pushed directly into the story out of nowhere. But I was thinking what we could do is if there's a scene where Elfwine isn't there, everyone can be asking, where's Elfwine?
Where's Elfwine?
Yeah. Elfwine. Wouldn't that be great? Where is he? You know?
That's great.
And then he can just always, he'll be like he was always here.
That's how I want people to behave about me in real life.
Yeah.
He also should be louder, angrier, and have access to a time machine.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that was great. A reference to a 30-year-old episode of The Simpsons. So we're doing our best to keep our references cutting edge. So Elfwine, you got to do what's called a solo scenario, which involves rolling on a bunch of tables and seeing what happens. This is what you do when you we went around. So let's just find out what your household knight duties were.
Okay.
This past year. So just roll a d20. This is why, while everyone else was off at the wedding, you didn't get invited to.
Oh, okay.
Mm. Yeah.
13.
What'd you get? 13. Left. Oh, you attended a tournament.
Yeah, I did.
Oh, that's fun. Yeah,
that's exciting.
As a fan or a competitor?
You went to watch.
Oh, fine.
No. You competed.
Oh, great.
In the tournament. So can you check the following check boxes?
Yes.
Awareness. Horsemanship.
Uh-huh.
Charge.
Yes.
Recognize.
Uh-huh.
Sword.
Yes, please.
And either or generous or selfish.
I want to have a... this is more check marks than I get from actually playing a session.
Yeah,
I want to have a winner face.
Would you
scenario.
Rather check marks or beautiful memories and laughter with friends? It's going to be a balance.
I want check marks so that I can get higher stats.
Great.
And could you please roll on the unusual events table?
Yep.
Please roll 1d20.
11.
Ooh.
Okay. So, you have a lord, right?
Robert, I believe, is also my
lord. Yeah, Lord Robert. And you...
pretty cool name.
This past year, had to visit your lord's overlord.
Oh.
Who?
Which, well, exactly.
King Arthur?
It would be King Arthur.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
How he doesn't do any shows and then he comes in, first thing, gets me King Arthur.
Do I mean King Arthur? He's like a kid though, right?
No, but we know Merlin, so. Well,
he's a boy king.
Okay.
So you had to go to Londinium to visit King Arthur. There's a fun thing that we do whenever we go to Londinium, and it always involves me reaching down here to get my Pendragon starter set.
Okay.
Because the Pendragon starter set has a booklet in it, apparently. Find it.
Dundanium calling. Down by the river.
There is a cool table. Once again, a table of things that could happen to you while you're in Lundinium. Can you roll a d20, cool. please? This happened to you too, Skid, when you went to go get your cloak.
My cloak? Yeah. Oh, that's right. Okay. Yeah.
I can't remember.
The
exactly
cloak that he won't share. 19.
Yeah. 19.
I become Merlin.
So you're wandering around the busy city, right? You're like supposed to be there to meet with the Lord, your Lord's overlord. You're like, well, I don't know necessarily how to do this. Your first time doing it.
Gotta meet this
kid. Then a stranger comes up to you.
Oh, Merlin.
Hail, man of Saxon heritage or Saxon viewership, I can tell by your face.
Keep it down. Yes, hello.
Yeah, that's right.
Hello, stranger.
You have a look about you of a man who does not come to the large cities this far south.
No,
would I be correct?
Yes, very, very much so. In fact, the stench is really jacking up my internal compass right now. I don't know.
Well, I certainly don't want to jack anybody up.
That was so many anachronisms in one sentence. That was like really impressive.
My feet are wobbly on this spinning plate we call God's creation.
God's realm. Yes, praise him. Now,
yes, praise Woden. Yes.
Praise, yes, of course. Now, please come. You must come with me. You must dine with me.
Oh.
And my people.
Who are you?
And you must have a good day of cheer.
Look, I'm bored out of my mind. That sounds great. I'll party.
So he takes you back to...
You want to meet some kid who pulled a sword out of a stone like that's something special? No. Yes. That's
It was actually an anvil, but yes. No, that's,
was it an
I've
anvil?
Heard people say it was a stone.
Is it the lake? What happens with the lake and the lady? Doesn't she fucking throw the sword
No,
out?
It hasn't
it's
happened
a different
yet.
Sword.
Oh. It's okay. Yeah. No, weird. You have the gift of prophecy about you. So.
Well, you know, no. It's like Merlin.
But,
I'm aging
takes you back.
Back.
He takes you back to his home. Where you have a good fit. There's like a bunch of dudes. Like everybody's just really chill. Everyone's
love
really
strange
married.
Dudes.
Yeah, just a bunch of guys. And yeah, so this the stranger hosts you. You get free food.
Oh.
Get a free place to stay.
Mm-hmm.
And you have a hell of a lot of good cheer and the wine comes out too.
Ah, me.
Which is great. Yeah, exactly. Could Are you indulgent or are you temperate?
Oh, I'm indulgent as fuck. I've got a... Where is it? It's here somewhere. 17, baby.
Oh, wow.
I'm famously indulgent.
Unknown.
Everyone knows, oh, this guy is
He's
what
Bowie.
Say. Like, in he is intolerable
Bowie.
Australians. Oh, this guy can't keep him off the sauce. That's how they all talk over here. It's intolerable. Yeah. Do you say that?
It sounds awful.
Sauce? Yeah?
I've heard the phrase.
Yeah, you know, and you know when you get the spirit, like you know, if you
are we role
like,
playing, or you actually ask me,
you
this?
Get the spirits, you get the spirits out,
yeah,
you
the spirits,
you know, like the liquors and the spirits,
yeah, wine
say,
and spirits.
Oh, you're on the terps, mate. He's on the terps, on the turpentine. Like that's how much of an alcoholic you are.
Yeah, because we don't drink turpentine in civilized countries.
Yeah, well, I know it's a nice. Anyway,
you guys are down
please...
there spraying your teeth with silver paint and.
Could you please roll? Well, I guess if you do, you want to be indulgent or do you not want to be indulgent?
Yes.
Which
I want to be indulgent.
Which of my questions? You want to
yes.
be indulgent? Okay, so don't worry
Both.
About rolling the dice. Just
okay.
check the box.
Yes.
And this is a feast. Now I've got to get my other book. I've got to learn to get my starter set out. It overfloweth with value. So much stuff just spills out of it every time I open it. And my only regret is that I didn't get it for 15% off on chaosmovie.com using Pen Cannon 3 as the
oh,
yeah,
Pen Cannon 3.
It's a big regret. Yeah.
That is my only regret. So feasting, there's a thing about how pissed you get.
Oh, sweet.
So yeah, nice. We did this.
Is there a casual drugs table?
Last time? Intoxicated
yeah.
table. Yeah.
Because we had our party at the wedding and we got wasted.
Smash. Okay, so I will just ask you to, like, you already checked the box, but just roll your indulgent anyway. Let's just see what you get.
16.
Oh, you won off the critical. That'd be great. You would have got
Whoa.
Roaring drunk
oh,
if you rolled
no.
a 17. But you got drunk, so you get +5 to flirting, orate, and you're lustful, and you're reckless, and you're indulgent, and you're valorous, and -5 to all your other skills.
Yeah, this happened to me. It was awesome.
This is just while I'm drunk, not forever.
Just while you're drunk, yeah.
I really wanted to pump up that flirting. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. You're really, well, you need it too. You've got like an appeal of 7 or some shit, don't you?
Yeah, but my flirting, I bumped to 9. I spent a bunch of points just to get flirting up.
Yeah.
In a room full of dudes.
Yeah.
Room full of dudes. Why not? You know, hey, while in Londinium, who among us?
You know what I mean?
Right.
If you're into it, you're into it.
Did you guys see the Guy Ritchie King Arthur movie?
No.
It's not bad. It's kind of fun.
Is that the one with
Charlie Hunnam?
CJ, producer CJ claims it's total dog shit. He says it's total dog
shit. I think he's thinking of something else because then he wrote, oh, my bad. Here's the thing.
Okay.
I saw it on a plane, so there gets that bump. It gets the plane bump.
Yeah.
You know what I watched on a plane? I had to go to New Zealand recently. I watched 7 of 8 episodes of the Rachel Sennett series, I Love L.A. And you know what? Something I've actually had to come to terms with over the last few years is because for a long time I was really down on LA whenever I went there. I was like, this is a horrible place to go to like heal your soul.
Uh-huh.
And then every now and then I'll like catch myself listening to like a type of song or having and there are parts of me that actually do genuinely miss Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. And I know that, you know, 70% of the people on this call live there. Or something like that. Not 70%. I'm bad at fractions. At least half of you know that. And anyway, so that's just where I'm at. Anyway, could you please make an energetic roll? Yeah.
What?
I'm just saying, I miss LA.
Was that a complete anecdote?
I taped it off.
He jumped onto it from me talking about a Guy Ritchie movie about King Arthur.
Yeah.
Really hard turn.
It's really early here, okay, guys? I'm just sharing thoughts as I have been thinking about LA a lot. And I miss it. I wish I was there sometimes.
All right, energetic.
Yeah.
Oh, 6 under 8.
Succeed.
Yeah.
So you become dull and sleepy.
Oh.
By the
opposite of energetic.
Yeah, exactly. But you're further -5 to all your skills, right?
Except flirting.
Except flirting. So you are at -5 to all of these skills when you go the next morning. Hopefully the next morning. At least you didn't become comatose or pass out. To go and meet with, hopefully... Lord's Overlord, and you have to roll.
And so you're basically saying I'm just hungover.
You're hungover. You're -5 to all of your skills.
I'm -5 hungover. Got
the
it.
Next day. You wake up.
Yeah.
And this is all these strange dudes. All these strange dudes.
What happened here?
Yeah.
Oh, not again. Okay.
Why does this keep happening to me?
Yeah. I'm not gay. I just keep waking up in strange men's houses.
Everyone's still passed out and asleep except for you. The dawn's light is piercing in through the window. It was like right on your eye level. Awful way to work out when you're hungover.
My dragon's blazes.
Yes. Yeah. And then you realize that you need to get going because you're supposed to be meeting with the king, the titular Pendragon.
Yep.
Yeah.
I check the sundial on my wrist. Oh, shit.
Yes.
Get up.
Yeah, so you get up.
I don't know where the fuck I am.
No, you don't. You got to get your way there. And this wizened little old man in the corner says,
oh, well, you best hurry along. Well, you don't want to be late to meet with the king.
Were you here last night?
Yes.
Okay, just as long as you're not some construct of my mind. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Don't
goodbye,
make
Sir Elfwine.
Yeah. It's safe not Sir Elfwine. Journeys. You don't need to. Yeah, okay.
Tell everybody your name. Hit discreet. I hit discreet.
Yeah.
Could you please roll a d6?
Running through the streets. Londinium. Stepping in shit. 6.
6. Wow.
I take flight.
Wow.
Sayax.
I've got a Sayax, baby. Because you rolled a 6. Of course you did. Oh my god.
Yeah, that did sound like Snoopy Winkles.
It did sound like Snoopy Winkles.
Do you have. Yeah, the true heads knew. Do you have homage or chivalry? as passions?
I have homage.
You have homage.
Yes.
Okay, that is important.
To Lord Robert.
Yeah. So, you arrive, and...
Is everyone else having a good time during this? Is everyone else okay on the call?
Yeah.
I'm having a great time.
Yeah, they
we just caught a little Easter egg that you didn't even get, and that made us feel really good, and like we know
something,
so
anything.
It's good. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you arrive at this big hole. And there's
it's me throwing the doors open.
There's like this 17-year-old kid there who's dressed very well. And he's wearing a
excuse me, man,
do
you know how I can
belt.
Get to the king?
King?
Yes, I'm sure.
King. The king is not here, swine.
Oh.
Who are you? And is he waiting you?
Yeah, well, I'm going to ignore the swine thing for a bit because I'm hungover. I'm going to assume it's not what you said. I'm supposed to meet my Lord Robert. I'm accompanying him to meet the boy wonder.
The boy king? The king of all Britain? King Arthur? The Pendragon? Is that who you're referring to?
Yes. Yeah.
Did you forget how to read? How to speak? Did you? You've the stink of liquor all past you.
Got a little bit of an attitude, huh? Is that what's happening here?
Yes,
boy. Is this kid just by himself, just hanging out?
There's guards in the room, but yeah, he's standing there.
Is he sitting on some sort of throne?
Oh, no.
He is not sitting on a throne, no, he is.
Wait, is this...
Important question to ask.
Yeah.
Can I roll to figure out if this is King Arthur before I start really talking shit?
Make a recognize roll if you have recognize.
Recognize.
Okay. So I had checked recognize from our thing, but that hasn't gone up yet, right, or anything?
Correct, yeah.
Well, this isn't going to be good. Nope. I don't know who the fuck you are.
Yeah. Correct.
Do you often
barge into rooms not identifying yourself and just making demands of those, your betters who are in those rooms that you barge into to make your demands of your betters?
Yes.
Introduce yourself. Are you even a knight?
Yes, I'm Sir Elfwine Goblinsbane.
Never heard of you.
Knight in Sir Robert's concierge.
Oh, from Salisbury. Another one from Salisbury. When anything happened, it always seems to be one of you.
Because we're the most interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the King
anyway,
Arthur
left,
is not
right,
here.
Where am I going?
He's not here. You missed him.
Okay. Sir Robert or the King?
The King.
Okay.
I don't know your Sir Robert. Do you mean Lord Robert?
Yes. Yep.
Yes. He's also not here.
Sir,
have failed on whatever the quest it is you're here to do. Did you go out last night?
I did. I was approached by several strange men, party with them. And,
I awoke amongst them.
And there was also like an old frog. There was like an old frog man or something. In the morning, he wished me good luck. I don't remember talking to him. But he knew I was supposed to come here. Who are you?
I'm Sir Kay.
Oh, you're that motherfucker from the cartoon.
That makes sense. Yep.
Yeah. Cartoon bastard.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wait, I'm not supposed to know this, though, right? All right, I won't go meta.
No.
I don't recognize you at all.
Him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Well, okay, Kay. People ever do that to you? Are they like, KK?
No, people don't speak like that.
Well, you're not from up north. Okay. Is that where Salisbury is? I'm too hungover to remember.
No, it's sort of the west side. Well, no. I think you better go.
Oh, right, yeah.
You can tell your Lord Robert how you missed him. Don't worry, we'll take good care of him when if he does arrive. Assuming he's alive. If he's dead, it'll be on you.
Lord Robert being dead?
Yes.
Okay, but you said I missed him. I thought he was already here.
Well, aren't you somewhat responsible for him as a household knight? Do you even know your...
It's kind of hard to be responsible for somebody when you're partying with a bunch of dudes. Have you ever partied with dudes? You don't have the air about you as a partier. You should maybe try it.
Can you please check your... I've got a list here of things you need to check. You need to check your selfish box.
This is,
you need to check your indulgent deep. Box. You already got your indulgent box. And you need to check your arbitrary box.
Arbitrary is cool. Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
And everyone for a long time will remember Alf Wine's fun little trek into Londinium.
Great. That's actually very cool because Sir Kay was one of Arthur's loyal knights. And Chrétien de Troyes gave some of the knights like various adjectives to describe them. And Sir Kay's was, he was grumpy. So,
I just know that in the Disney.
That's how well read I am.
That's very
in the Disney cartoon, he's a real asshole. He's got.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
He treats him like shit. He calls Arthur wart all the time. Not cool.
Yeah, that was a T.H. White thing.
What cartoon is this?
He's talking about
Sword and the Stone.
Skid.
So when Rob talks about how Sir Kay called Arthur wart, he's thinking of the children's cartoon. But when we think how he talked about it, we're thinking of the piece of literature by T.H. White.
Is the game not based on the cartoon? Yes.
Yeah, it's licensed. Yeah. I have to be really careful about what we say.
How do I get the teapots to start dancing?
For getting drunk. Yeah. That was Beauty and the Beast. Dame Fiona.
Yes.
Could you please roll a d20 for me?
I'm terrified. That would be a 1.
Oh my God. Seriously?
Whoa.
Uh-oh. Yes.
What does it mean?
You get to choose.
I get to choose.
Not from anything. You get to choose from one of two things.
Choose anything without knowing the context.
Would you like it to be chaste? Or would you like it to be lustful?
Well,
I'm
more,
I think I know what she's gonna
lustful
choose.
Than chaste. I'm torn because, like, this has not been going well with Llewellyn. And do I either go, all right, just give up? Or do I go, no, try one more time and go after this?
Or do you just go, like, find a random stable boy?
Yeah,
come on,
man. There's these weird key parties that happen at Londinium, too. You gotta want to.
I mean, you know, like, she's like, whatever. This is all part of it, you know? I don't know. I can't choose.
I think she deserves to enjoy herself. That's just me. I think she deserves that. She needs to get a groove.
The role playing won't get weird either way, just if that's the concern. No, I'm not going to be like everybody.
Safe space.
I feel as though I'm in a safe space.
Get some action.
I think true to her character, she would probably go more lustful than chaste, honestly, you know. And maybe it works out. Maybe that is directed at Llewellyn, and maybe it's not.
What is your lustful role? What is your lustful trait? What is the number?
It's 12.
Oh, it's not that. So you could fail it.
I could fail it, yeah.
You could, which would be a bummer. Anyway, roll your lustful. Let's see if the dice are actually in your favor this time. Another nat 20?
No, 19. I can't. Oh, close. I can't do it.
Oh, man.
Close, but not quite. I just rolled another 19 and when I rolled a second time, so it's meant to
be. Okay, now, because you failed lustful, you have to roll against chaste to see if that.
Nope, failed that too. 16 over 8.
Okay.
Wow, I'm rolling like crap. Man.
Yeah.
The dice are telling a story.
About my inability to get it
laid.
So do you want to be in a situation with Llewellyn where something could happen? And because it's going to be like there are two options here for how it could go bad one way or bad another way.
Like I failed it. So like.
But you failed both. That's what I'm saying.
I just
feel like you can never make up your mind, you know, every time we're together.
I know. Look, Llewellyn, I have to talk to you about something, okay? And you either can accept it or not, you know?
Where
you
are
can
we
either,
right now?
We are probably outside. Maybe I was walking somewhere and he happened to also be walking somewhere. So I was like, wait, Llewellyn,
like
wake up. And so we're walking. Along
like
a path.
Dusk
wait up,
path.
I have to deliver a bunch of mixed messages to you.
Llewellyn, I know.
Hi.
I don't know if you like me or not, and I wouldn't blame you if you don't, because I, not
It seems like a lot of people don't.
Not sure if you remember, but a couple of years ago, I literally said, come into my bed tonight, and you didn't. So that was how I like to send out messages, but that was 2 years ago, you know?
Yes, but you see, it was a different time.
Then another time I was here for Yule, and...
Yeah.
And everyone told me to go have a drink with you.
Yeah.
And then you told me it was like Summer of Me or something like that. And then you were being temperate.
I was so, in that time. Okay. You know, because look, the seasons, they come and they go and they change. And part of my spirituality is just like going with it, seeing how you feel and going with it, you know? But I think I've been pretty consistent now with trying to go with you. And every time, see, it seems like when I didn't want you, you wanted me. And now that I want you, seem unsure.
Two months ago at Sir Cardock's feast, I put my hand on your leg and then you stood up and started banging on about the salt.
Okay, yes, but I was...
You knocked over the Lord Robert's mother.
I know, and I'm
ashamed. How rash she was.
I know, and that's why I think he probably doesn't like me, because I'm a bit of a mess. You know, I just wear my heart on my sleeve, and you either can accept that or not. And at least it will never be boring with me, right? I'm pretty exciting, and you know, like, who knows what could happen if you'd be open to it.
This poor guy.
I like you, Llewellyn. It's just been a time, you know? Everyone else was knights before I was. And so I felt like I had to extra prove myself. And so that meant I had to focus on me. But now I think I have proven myself. And I keep messing it up.
Oh.
You can't hold Hot Girl Summer against you.
Yeah. No.
Watch me try. He says, you know, you said something a moment ago. I've not heard that expression before.
What?
He reaches out and touches your sleeve.
Yes?
Takes it between his thumb and forefinger.
My heart on my sleeve. Yes, my emotions. Yes.
Well, I suppose then, if you're trying to tell me that you want to try something.
Yeah.
Maybe we could.
I think we should try and just see what happens. I mean, surely we could be happier than Sequegan and Lady Diana, if nothing else.
It's extremely
he's at least been laid twice, in minimum. We know that much.
It wasn't worth it, you know?
All right, well then, you know, and the darkness falls on that particular scene. And I suppose the most delicate and appropriate way to handle what happens next is to ask you to make an energetic roll.
Right. Oh, I'm so scared.
What is your energetic versus lazy?
I'm pretty lazy. I'm 12 lazy and 8 energetic.
Okay.
I don't know what die to roll.
Wow.
D20.
No, but I mean not ones that I've already rolled. I need to roll another.
Roll that cursed one that's completely illegible and not a chance does it roll evenly. The one you were showing us a little while ago.
Yeah,
it's like a
cage. And then just make up a number.
My dragon ones. I think I've put them away.
We got plenty of time, so just find.
I'm saying it. No. Yeah. I'll roll. I'll roll this giant. This giant purple D20.
Looks functional.
They're free ads.
Jesus, does it weigh 5 pounds?
Can I have like advantage?
Didn't you fail? I thought you already failed like several things in the lead up to this.
Did you fail your energetic roll?
Yeah.
Okay, roll against lazy. Roll against lazy.
No one will ever know.
Jeez Louise, a 19.
So you failed
that. 19, a 16, so you can a 17, choose. A 19.
You can choose if you want to be energetic or lazy, then you failed.
I'm
both.
Choosing to be energetic.
Okay, and everyone has a great time. Maybe. We'll find out later. Any conception roll you make
want to get
will be at -1, just so you know.
A conception roll?
Yeah, because you are chased, any conception roll will be at -1.
Okay.
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 That's fine. We can have a baby next year.
Maybe. Lastly, if but he not marries leastly, me. Sir Elfwayne, could you please roll a d20 for me? You still, even though you got a solo scenario, you still get a personal event.
Oh, great. Sorry, guys. 11.
Your temperate. Can you please roll against your temperate? This is funny.
Okay. Oh, no. Do I want to... Well, let's see.
See what happens.
No, I failed. I mean, my temper is the 3.
It's very low.
Okay, so then please roll against indulgent again.
Yeah. 11 under 17.
There you go.
Okay, cool. So remember those dudes from Lindinia?
No, I don't.
So there's like a group. And they travel. They come to Salisbury at Lord Roberts. Oh, hey, Elfwine, is that you?
Huh?
Yes, and they're on like a there's like a whole bunch of them on horses. All of them are on horses. Oh, we're traveling what? Through. We you told us to come and visit you if we were ever in town. We thought, well,
did I?
Why not?
Are there, like, people around? Like, where are we? We think they're, like...
You're in the streets of Salisbury. All the peasants are, like, looking. But, yeah.
Do I know you?
Well, do you remember we had that wonderful night in Londinium? Where we Londinium. Thought we could do it again.
Londinium. That's the biggest city in civilization, right?
That's correct.
I don't know if I've ever been there. Mm. I might be thinking of a different elf wine. Goblin's Bane.
Smash cut to 4 to 6 hours later when you spend many resources on a big lavish party and you spend £1 from your own treasury.
Oof.
Wow.
Putting on like this like rave tent level homoerotic
so I immediately crumble. Yeah, okay.
For all these dudes. Yeah.
My roleplay dashed against the rocks.
Yeah.
The good news is I don't know if I ever had starting money, so it's all made up.
You're in debt.
I'll write
Why
it down.
Why do we never get invited to his parties, Fiona?
Yeah, I know. I
keep trying to invite
Elfwine.
Women to my parties. It's just kind of happens that way sometimes.
We got to do our experience rolls now. So everything for which you have a checkbox, be it a skill or a passion or a trait, you can roll a d20, and it works like Call of Cthulhu and other BRP games. If you roll higher than the number you already have, then that number will increase by 1. So everybody go through and make sure you remove the check marks as you roll for each one. If there's a couple that you think are interesting that we want to highlight, that would be cool. So it'd be good to know. For instance, does your hospitality go up? Sir Caradoc, you failed your hospitality roll, didn't you? That was the whole point.
I did.
Yeah.
What if you roll the exact number? What if you crit?
I believe you have to roll above it. Let me just double check. Great, it has to be greater than the current value.
Okay, so we want to fail all this stuff.
Yeah, you want to roll higher than it.
Yeah.
My intrigue, which was a 15, is now a 16. I thought I was going to fail that one.
Wow, 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 wow.
I am going to now start rolling really low.
That's what you need.
This is a dice.
Did not.
Which of your skills, Sir Elfwine? Because we've all been following your journey for some time, and we're excited to see how you increase.
Really endeared myself to the whole party. So far I've already rolled above both my generous and my selfish, which were both checked. So I don't know what to do when they're in the same.
Oh, so one goes up, the other goes down, but you just do that in the order in which you. So they'll stay the same if they both changed.
So I can't.
You have
to
do them one at a time, yeah. If you had both sides checked.
Yeah, so I can. So I did them both one at a time. I failed both of them.
Yeah.
So I can just decide which one I want to go up one or down one.
Well, they'll both go up. If you rolled higher than both,
yeah,
they will both go up one. So nothing's going to change.
I see, because they can't go above 20. Yeah. Right, okay.
Correct, yeah. So just uncheck those boxes.
I'm crushing everything. I'm rolled above arbitrary.
That's good. Your arbitrary went up, just went down. So Caradoc, what are you roll for anything interesting?
My just went up, so I'm now even between just and arbitrary. It seems ironic.
My intrigue went up.
That's good.
And my folklore went up.
Oh, hell yeah. What's your folklore now?
Yeah. 10.
Oh, that's good. Dame Fiona. Did you get interesting?
The only thing... I failed... I didn't go up in anything except one. I went up in one thing. My spiritual, which is now 19.
19? Oh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Exalted. I rolled a 20
exalted?
On that
She's
one.
Exalted now, right?
Yeah.
So... probably because of that conversation I spent with Llewellyn saying, you know, I just feel Mother Gaia around me, you know, and stuff.
The real question was,
you're glowing. You know,
during your time with Llewellyn, were you actually thinking about Queen Morgan the entire time? That's the real...
Look, what a lady thinks about while she's, you know, trying to, you know, have an experience is her business. And why can't both things be true, you know?
It's true.
Now, Brian, what about these skills? Do we roll for these things too that we checked?
Skills as well. Yeah. Everything with the checkbox. Is everyone done except for Rob because he's lagging behind?
I'm done. I the only thing besides hunting that went up is my horsemanship by one, which is now 12, and pride, which is at 11.
Okay, that's all right.
Boar hunting talk.
All that boar hunting talk.
We just go up one if
you pass. The skill will go up by. One.
And it doesn't matter if I rolled a 20 because that was awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, fine.
Yeah, that's correct. Oh, it does not matter. Did you roll a 20?
I rolled a 20 on one of the checks, but
I would imagine. Yeah, no. A 20 is the only way to get a skill that is already 20 higher than
20. Oh, gotcha.
You need to roll a 20.
Oh, wow.
Everyone ages, but no one's over the age of 34, I think. 35 is when we start entering decrepitude. After all,
tables. Yeah.
So
we have
good.
A ways to go before we get that.
In 1 year?
Everyone ages by 1 year. No one's infirm. Mm. No one's died. There is an entire subsystem for your children's education and whatever, which we can get to when Jasper and whatever Sir Quegan's daughter's name is.
Whatever her name is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dame Sophina only has one more year in which to date Leonardo DiCaprio before she gets the house.
What year is it again for us?
Right now? What was the last year we wrote down? I think it's 4.
It was... 513?
513. Sorry, I keep saying
the last one I wrote down was 511. That doesn't mean that's right, but.
I think it's now 513.
Yes. So, yeah, Rob missed a few years there. Can everyone please make a horsemanship roll for their horse care? Let's start with Dame Sophina. Make your horsemanship roll. Look after your horse.
Nope, I rolled an 18.
Oh, okay. No.
So it'll be minus one. Minus one to your horse survival roll for Bojack 2. You roll a d20 for your horse survival.
This is what happened to me last time.
Yeah.
Horse survival.
Oh, sorry, this is just a d20. Just make a roll. I'm looking at a chart called horse survival. Minus one. So just roll d20
to
minus
me?
One.
Again?
Yeah, just you. Yeah. Just roll d20 minus one.
15.
Okay, no. The horse is healthy. Bojack 2 is alive. So Caradoc, what's your horse's name again? Phineas or something?
My war horse is Wyvern.
That's the main one. That's what we check. Yeah, so make a horsemanship roll to see if you've looked after him.
Nope.
Okay, 18. So he's also at minus one. These. Now make a horse survival roll, so just roll a d20, minus one.
Okay. Five.
Five. Okay. You're okay. Wyvern is still alive somehow.
Whew.
Dame Fiona. What's your horse's name again?
Oh, I failed this. It's Argent.
Argent. And you failed to look after him once again. So you're minus one.
Only failed it by two, so I thought about doing it.
Me didn't. Yeah. Roll a d20 then. Minus one.
So I rolled a 7, so minus one would be a 6.
Okay. Horse is alive. And Sir Elfwayne?
Yes.
What's your horse's name? You haven't told anybody.
It's Susan.
Susan.
Susan!
And what's Susan, what's her personality?
Well, as you know, she's a chestnut horse, which she's mischievous and she steals things.
Okay. You know, in the Noble's Handbook, there's actually rules for horse breeding. So that's something we can explore in game if you want to, like, breed Argent with one of the other horses or something like that.
Yeah,
just to
yeah.
roll to see. Maybe you can get a rare one. I don't know. Ooh. It's hard to say. Could you roll a horsemanship roll, please?
Yeah, so I failed it.
Okay, so you're minus one to horse survival. So please roll a 1d20 minus one.
17.
Okay. You're all good. Susan's still alive and well. Everybody's doing great. Goodness.
Awesome.
Everyone gets to now do training and practice.
Ooh.
So you can improve one of the following things. You can change your personality trait by adding 1 point to a personality trait. You can change your passion by adding or subtracting a point from a passion. You can change a characteristic by adding 1 point to strength, dex, con, or appeal. And the only way to change your size is by getting fat. You can train any of your... You can add 6 points to any of your skills that are under 15.
Ooh.
Or you can train one skill that is over 15 by adding 1 point to it. So you can do one of those things that I just read out. I know there's quite a few of them, so let me know if you want, need me to repeat. I think the train skills up to 15 usually gets a good look in because people like adding just 6 points to different skills.
Yeah, I think that's. I think last time I spent a point on my appeal because it was low, and I think this time I'm gonna spend the 6 to make all my other shit better.
Okay.
Same.
Maybe as long as you only add those two skills that are not any higher than.
15. Oh, I don't have anything that's up to 15. Okay. So
yeah, that's good.
So you have 6 points to allocate to anything that's under 15.
Any skills specifically?
Any skills? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, if you want
Let
to
me
do
see.
That.
Remind me again what. Chirurgery is.
That's the
medicine.
Yeah. Do you have that at 0?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. So you could go to like surgery school and learn.
Yeah.
To do surgery.
I think I might do that.
Is it Brian? Is it like it was during character creation where I can't go above whatever my certain characteristic is?
No, your appeal. No, that's only for character creation.
Okay,
it's capped by your appeal. You don't have to do that. You could also give yourself a point in a personality trait instead. Or a point of con.
No, I'm up in my flirting because it's
well, going I mean, you've got a lot of experience doing that. A lot of those dudes aren't interested in flirting. they just get to it.
He was just practicing. He was just trying to get better.
I don't know if you guys ever saw, and I probably can't quote any of it, but if you guys ever saw the Kids in the Hall movie, another over 30-year-old
Brain Candy.
Yeah. The dad who's clearly gay, but is constantly trying to deny being gay, and it's like the entire family has to be like, it's okay, you're gay. Yeah. He's like, I don't know what you're talking about.
What year did that movie
come out? Scott Thompson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, is everyone doing that?
Yeah. Yes. I'm putting all 6 in that chirurgery because we get hurt a lot.
Yeah.
We do. Yeah, actually, that's very, very good, yes.
I put 2 in awareness, so that's at a 10 now. 2 in flirting, so that's at a 10 now. And 1 in religion, pagan, since I'm exalted spiritual, so I might as well up that a little. That's only at a 6. And 1 in horsemanship, 13, because I care about Argent.
Hmm.
Good job.
Thank you.
We've got to tally some glory. I gave all of you glory for being at the wedding, didn't I? I believe I did.
Mm. I have 25 points of session glory marked down.
That'd
that
be it, yeah.
Sounds right, great.
Okay, so passive glory. Who here has appeal between 13 and 15?
That would be me.
Yeah.
No, you're higher than that, aren't you?
I'm 16. Savannah?
Yeah, so you're not between
13 and 15. Oh, I thought
so. So, Caradoc, you gain 10 glory.
Nice.
And then for being even more attractive than that, Dame Safina, you gain 25 glory.
Sweet.
Must be nice.
Now, for every trait or passion that any of you have, which is 15 or higher, you gain 25 glory to a maximum of 100. So if you've got at least 4 traits or passions that are 15 or higher, you gain 100 glory.
Oh, mm-hmm. Sweet.
Sir Caradoc and Sir Elfwain, you both gain 10 glory for your extravagant spending, because you spent money on the feast, and you spent money on that party that you had with those guys. Uh-huh. And they came to town. Twice in
boys'
one year.
Night.
Boys' night. And all of you gain an additional 10 glory for having made the GM laugh with pleasure.
Oh,
hey.
Did anybody tick over to the next 1,000?
Yes.
No. Did you?
I
did.
Certainly.
You did. Yes. So you gain a prestige reward.
Oh.
So you can note this on your character sheet. You don't have to spend it now, but you can use it to do anything. You can raise any statistic by 1 point, anything at all on your character sheet. You can lower the value of any passion by 1 point. You can guarantee that you conceive an heir born healthy and of whatever gender you choose.
Uh-huh.
Or you can spend it to guarantee any child born to another player.
Whoa.
That's just a thing you can do.
Whoa. That's deep.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. So, but not characteristics. I can't improve a characteristic. Is that right?
Yeah, no, literally anything on your character.
Anything. I will.
Yeah.
All right.
If you want to, you can bank it for that time when you really want to help your son.
I'll bank it.
Or you can just give yourself extra strength or appeal or whatever you want to do.
Yeah, I think I might end up doing that. I'm going to boost my strength by one.
Okay, that's pretty cool.
What's the general range of somebody's glory, like, typically going up every winter phase? Like, what's a...
About 100 and something.
100 and something,
Depends on the event you do, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, some quick events here, particularly for Dame Fiona.
Yes.
There is a chance, safe to say, that you fell pregnant.
Right.
Yeah.
So you need to... make a... I'm just trying to figure out...
I can't wait to see Llewellyn be a stay-at-home dad while I go off 19.
You're not poor. You didn't have a child. You're still young. Mm-hmm. And you're not impoverished.
No.
What is your con?
11.
11. Okay.
I have pretty low stats, if anyone remembers from our character creation. I rolled real bad.
Yeah, and you remember you did... chased, so you are down to 10 because you're minus 1. So make your con roll. You just need to roll a 10 or less to succeed.
I rolled an 8.
Okay. Can you roll a d6, odds or evens? Just a d6.
4, so that's an even.
You give birth to a healthy baby girl.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
What's her name?
I don't know yet.
Such a surprise.
It didn't happen very fast.
Happened out of nowhere.
She found out she was pregnant and gave birth in 3 minutes.
Yes, didn't even
the
throw
gestation
her a baby
period
shower.
For a night Hurrian is very, very short.
Girl yes. names.
Okay.
Shrek.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Shrek. I named her Shrek, yes. How about... Hold on, I'm looking up names on a list. This is kind of a bit of an actual name in the thing. I want to name her... People can have the same name, right?
Sure. Yeah.
I mean, there's like 3 Morgans and we're all confused
about
who they are. This is Dame Fiona the Second. No, I will name her Clarisant.
I don't think there's
She is the sister of Gawain, Gaheris, Orkney Isles boys. In the story, she's their sister.
Oh, cool.
All right, so I'm sure everybody comes along to, probably not the birth, but like the christening. Wait, no, not
no,
the
I'm
either.
There.
Not the christening. So does this mean Llewellyn married me?
My friends.
I brought a couple of these guys. Don't worry, they're not gonna.
Do we think there's a chance anyone else may have either sired a child or given birth? Probably not. So Elfwain mixes in different circles.
I don't know what you're implying.
So Caradoc, No one else wants to have a baby? That's okay. Dave, I'd Fiona, was to, there a different guy? Is there maybe the... No, you can't have multiple children. That's the other way around. You know, it's just...
Yeah, I mean, there was only time for one, I think.
Yeah, we have to get Sir Moria Povich out here to just double check everything.
Yeah. Can you imagine Llewellyn, after all that, being like, it's not even mine? What the
All right, well, this has been the winter phase, and tomorrow, literally tomorrow for us, which is exciting, we very rarely play on back-to-back days, we are going to begin a new Pendragon adventure starring, co-starring Sir Elfwayne. For the next little adventure to see what happens. And we might just enter the dreaded Forest Sauvage. It's hard to say.
Ooh.
But we'll see you next week here on the Glass Cannon Network.
That's it. Oh, that's all
I got. Goodbye, everybody. I was leaving room for everyone to yell in and talk about stuff. And that's it.
We were like waiting for you. At the end of your sentence, you're like, Glass Cannon Network.
Hi, everybody. Glass Cannon Network. I thought my screen froze.
You got to mix it up.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Legendary stories, awe-inspiring sound, and endless adventure. Welcome to the realms of peril and glory. Explore the mechanically magical vistas of Vale, the paranormal mysteries of liminal London, and the cyberpunk chaos of Cyborg. Fall in love with our core cast, or be awed by our incredible guests from familiar shows like Oxventure, Three Black Halflings, and No Rolls Barred. Ignite your imagination and discover the realms of peril and glory today. Go to realmspod.com or search Realms of Peril and Glory wherever you listen to podcasts.
The world of Sonic the Hedgehog has been thrust into a not-so-dark, not-so-stormy, hard-boiled detective story that probably nobody saw coming. Follow Sonic and the Intrepid Chaotix Detective Agency as they take on their biggest case yet. This high-flying, action-packed adventure will take them across the world, fighting for every clue they can find. It's one heck of a tale, which is good. Because this story might be the only thing that can save their lives.
Wait. Well, if that's all, I can just dispose of you.
Wait, what?
All will be revealed in Sonic the Hedgehog presents The Chaotix Case Files. Listen now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When the Chaotix are on the case.